eclectic reading list.
They're square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats. Laura and I are rooting for you tonight. And good luck.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course. But there is no magic wand to wave right now. And
very good, very good.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. You can get on the line and get on the air.
Mike, I regret to inform you, Buzz Burbank has passed away.
This is how it's going today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Peter. Welcome to BYOB Friday. We've got all the Buzz Babes in here. Our special guest, Chris Kiner, CK, the program director. Chris, nice to have you here. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. It's been, it's been a very, very relieved.
What?
Well, it's embarrassing. It's been a very revealing afternoon.
Oh, really?
This has been good. I think we've all learned a lot about each other.
Well, we've learned that.
And about ourselves.
Sharing and caring.
More than a lot about Mackenzie.
We have learned that Mackenzie is a very bad girl. Welcome back, Sailor. And here comes Buzz walking in with Megan and Mackenzie.
Are we doing a show?
Yeah, we're doing a show right
Never
now.
Never have
Did
I ever missed
a
cue.
I called you a very bad girl, and that's A-OK.
That works.
Yes, she does. Megan and Mackenzie together.
I only want a spanking by Megan.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, let me point out that the venue, not yet named, but it is our party on the 8th, August 8th, 8 o'clock. That is when we are going to have our fabulous 2008 party. Mm-hmm. Party on the 8th.
Party on the 8th.
Featuring the debut of the Buzz Babes. I believe, are we talking 12, 13 in all?
I think we're talking a dozen at least.
A dozen at least right now.
It's a coming out party, really.
It is a coming out party of biblical proportions.
They'll be in their revealing
costumes.
Really
not all that biblical.
If you aren't there, you're a complete loser, and let me tell you.
There it is. And we're looking forward to that, and we will announce the venue next week.
Yes.
If we don't, I will punch somebody.
We have a logo. I just saw it.
We have a logo?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Well, then we're halfway there.
I like Rob being sober. Rob, how are you doing? What, Rob, what is it like as the only sober person? Well, you and Mackenzie, because she's 20. Right. The only sober person in the room, what is it like to
the only sober moral person in the room?
Now we have Junkette Kara that has made her way in here, too.
Well, see, the problem is I don't have morals. So, like, maybe he has morals and he's sober, but
All right.
I'm sober,
All right.
but I don't
Take
have
the microphone
morals,
away from me.
So,
Thank you
like,
very much. All
can't
right.
really compare.
Incidentally, regarding Chuck Liddell, before is Oscar in the hallway? Oscar floating around anywhere of Chad and Oscar?
I did see him.
Big O and Duke
yeah,
show here in Washington D.C.
Big O,
please, Ben, because I want to ask him a few questions because I am very, very excited
Are
about a
though?
Certain event coming up.
I know
it's live on pay per view.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, let's
there
say,
go, buddy.
Oscar, what can you tell me about this? This really does seem to be one of the most amazing sporting events that I've ever heard of, Affliction.
Yes.
And it's coming up, pay-per-view. That's going to be tomorrow night, right?
Affliction Band.
Affliction Band. That's the name of the event. It's Fedor versus Sylvia.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, this fight's going to be pretty off the hook, right?
Yeah, well, everyone says it's going to be one of the best fights out there. And it's tough to actually compare the promotions because the sport has gotten so big that everybody, as you mentioned, I heard you earlier, by the way, that what was a t-shirt maker decided to become a promotion, like a boxing promotion.
And how is it
promotion.
That they were able in such a short period of time to outdo UFC?
Because these t-shirts, Mike, as Buzz would know, because he gave me this t-shirt. Thank you.
That's right.
Buzz Burbank. Appreciate that. Affliction shirt.
Right.
Cost about $100 a piece.
Yeah.
And if you're selling $100 a piece shirts.
Kara, do you think that people that wear Affliction t-shirts are homos?
No, I was just busting on him.
Okay,
I actually love Affliction, and I said that's a nice t-shirt.
No,
because Buzz gave it to me.
We're homos. $100 a shirt. Is
I bought.
Stupid.
All right, as
yes,
a
Target.
Even my
a shirt.
Even my tired old fat ass bought an Affliction t-shirt because I like the t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
But what pisses me off is because when somebody's going to be on this show, they better goddamn well be on this show.
Post.
And that's why I'm talking about Fedor versus Sylvia, July 19th.
Fedor.
Live on pay-per-view. That's at the Honda Center in Anaheim. If you want to get more information on this fight, go to afflictionclothing.com.
Yes.
We've got all that.
Why go for a free show when you can pay for something great?
Exactly. You are straddling the line, aren't you?
There you go.
You are definitely straddling the line.
By the way, I didn't know it was like this on Buzz Babe Friday.
You did. This is what it's become. Yeah. Now, you are one of the guests here.
Jesus.
And
no, it was dudes when I was here.
I know.
It was lots of Chad, lots of me, and then a peppering of Buzz Babes. But now, I mean, Boss, are you all right?
I'll be here next Friday. I'm good.
This
How's
is
it
the
going?
Way,
by the
you
way.
Know what it is let me tell you how this works. Buzz got together with these wonderful women, and we've selected these wonderful Buzz Babes.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, there's not one woman that we have that is not good on microphone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we have a good time, and they're all welcome to come in every single Friday, and that's what happens. And Yahoo, yep, yep.
Now, and just quickly, because I caught the tail end of Never Have I Ever, by the way, genius.
Thank
genius.
You. Thank you.
That's from CK.
That's right.
Are you sucking up to the boss? Are you sucking up to the boss?
No, I just thought, oh, that was your
Don't play. You have an appearance tonight, too?
Yes, we do. We're going to be at
Is that why you're sober right now? I like you so much better on Friday when I'm drunk and you're drunk at the same time.
Well, I'll be there in 2 seconds, my friend.
How is your motorcycle? How is your motorcycle?
I'd like to thank Loudon Motorsports, by the way. Yamaha 650 V-Star Custom.
Wow, nice.
That we're giving away on the Big O Nukes program for all you cats and kittens out
Big
there.
Big O Uber whore. There he goes. Yes. Because they won't get enough on their own thing. That's a lovely motorcycle. I rode it today.
Yeah.
Were you concerned when I jumped on your motorcycle today?
Well, this is what happened. Just picture this. We're out in the WJFK lot for CBS Radio here, and I'm like, Mike, look, I literally zoomed it up the ramp, and I'm not used to 650 because I learned on 250.
Right.
And I was like, I don't want to crash it going down the ramp.
Right.
So I said, Mike, don't tell anyone, but can you ride my motorcycle down to, like, under the garage,
right,
you know?
Right, And it's not as small a bike as I thought it was going
to
be.
Just trying to get used to it, get it under control before I start riding up and down ramps.
Sure.
Like
right.
a sight bike on Nintendo.
The ramp is a little bit challenging, yes. especially when you're going straight down it.
Yeah, so I gave him the keys. And
excuse me. Excuse me a second. Mackenzie, now I know your mother's never said this to you, but Mr. Santana is speaking. Well, I would like undivided attention for his story. This is a wonderful story.
It's all about
please.
Mike, actually.
I need to fill you in, though, Mike, on what was just
look
happening.
At the look she gives me, too. She looks at me like I'm sure she's looked at her mom before. She gives me this like, you're telling me to do something?
It's more like a blank stare.
You missed what was just happening here.
I don't give it.
Well, there was a little bit of a hand massage.
I understand, but I'm, you know what? Excuse me, Mr. Program Director, the hand massage cannot be heard out in radio land right now.
Wait, Tio, okay. let me say.
Tio, Owens? Would that be timeout?
Terrell Owens.
Timeout. I am completely attracted to Oscar, and if there was anything that could keep me distracted, I can't imagine.
Have you ever been attracted to a guy this long without doing something about it?
Oh,
sorry
God.
For the vibrations.
Well then.
Now you well, have, you have violated a buzz
not
rule right
being,
there.
Not without wanting to punch him in the face.
Oh my God. Nice. Now that would be directed to you. Okay, can we get back to the story, please?
And yes,
so
no,
the microphone away.
Mike,
please.
Being the manly man he is, jumps on my Yamaha,
thank you.
Backs it up, and just takes off as I'm running like a schoolboy. After him being like, where are you going? So, but he takes off and literally the lot's under the building. He passes the lot and keeps going. And
I wanted to give it a test ride. Yeah, you said
like,
take it down to the
you
lot.
You don't have a helmet!
And you've got your motorcycle. It's not a bad motorcycle.
Oh, you didn't have a helmet?
I didn't have a helmet on.
Oh, God.
It's private property.
Yeah, you go to the state of Maine or the great state of Florida, you know, the helmets, sure. You know, screw the helmets. Well, they're not necessary.
Too, right?
Pennsylvania, too.
He
I
gave
believe.
Me three middle fingers. Because with all three, and just right. rode away, and then like 5 minutes later, he came back, and he was just like, he's like, oh, it's all right. You might want to get some custom pipes. I'm like,
sure, you can be.
Well, I'm not a man, but it is a nice bike, a starting bike. It is great.
It's a great bike for you.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Allie's here.
Allie is here.
All the ladies are here.
Atlanta, we have how many of the Buzz Babes do we have here?
I,
right now?
I would have to count them, and it'd be my pleasure.
Four, six, eight, nine, ten.
Wow,
this look is at that. That's
can
wonderful.
We get Peter? How about we need cameras in here, please?
Mike, let me just say though.
Excuse me, beer burp. Excuse me.
What? You've been driving for how long? Riding for how long?
I have 5,600 miles on my motorcycle.
Okay.
And
yeah.
You've been riding for 2 weeks.
I've been riding for 3 days.
Is it wrong?
I decided over the weekend. I went to San Francisco, and I decided to come back. I came back. I was going.
Motorcycle in circles around the lot.
You're doing the right thing.
Minutes.
You just started riding. That is fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you and Chad said he's going to start riding,
he's
too.
He's not.
I'm going to talk him into it.
He's not.
Yeah, let's get him like a fake license.
Or get him a sidecar.
Like.
A fake license?
Rob has always been big on the sidecar.
No, we're going to work on our final appearance at Loud Motorsports. We're actually going to work on getting a sidecar so I can drive him with Chad and our producer Drab holding me on the back. So he'll be riding bitch. Oh,
that'd be nice.
Yeah,
I like
it's a classy
that.
Look. Absolutely.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have perhaps a little buzz in our next segment, but let's get back to the game that we were playing. What is the name of this game again, CK?
Never Have I Ever.
And hi there. Hi, Allie.
Allie's here. Lynn is here. Lynn has just arrived as well.
I'll be in another room if you need me.
Why don't you hang out?
I'll be staring. Is that
yeah,
okay?
Hang out.
Okay.
And play. Okay. Oscar, we're this is, mackerel. All right, well, how many people do we have in the studio currently, Rob?
Three, four. I think we have 14.
All right, on the count of three, we should all say hi, everybody, so we can actually fit one, two, three.
Hi, everybody!
In a very crowded studio here on BYOB Friday. In the middle of the summer, this is a good poll.
It's perfect,
I'm very happy with this right now.
This is the way the ratio should have been in college.
Wouldn't this be great? What if you were, like, anywhere? What if you were in an airport lounge and this occurred?
Wouldn't this be great?
Excuse me, Peter, photographs. I want photographs, and I want them now.
Let me correct myself.
Yes, this is what happens when
this
I have a few
ratio,
too many years.
Is amazing for any time of your life, mm-hmm. whether you're in college, whether you're in high school, mm-hmm. whether you're now.
We're
This is normally the ratio in women.
Amen.
This is the man to woman ratio in an old folks home, but we're all young and vibrant.
Right.
And that's what makes it better.
Thanks for that.
And Peter, our intern makeover, will be taking the photographs. And now back to the
game. How do you
think
he looks, ladies?
Hot. Homo.
I told him he looks good.
Hey, what's going on this side?
You're an idiot.
All right, very good. Let's get back to the game. Where are we going to start now with, what's the name?
Did we finish off with Jesse?
That sounds dirty right there. Everything sounds dirty right now. It's terrible.
Kara,
who is a junkette, and we have synergy between the spokesmodels as well.
This is going to be fun, but never have I ever taken a keg stand. Everybody here should be drinking.
Keg stand, for those of you that don't know.
I'm just trying to think of something I haven't done.
The traditional way. I haven't either.
Really?
I haven't either.
That's sad.
Why is it sad?
I think we need to get a keg.
Everyone should do that at some point.
I weigh 2 million pounds.
You
I'm not
going to
take an effing.
Mike,
I didn't.
On.
We didn't do cakes in my era. We did not do cake
you know
stands.
What? You don't need gimmickry to you know, get drunk. You don't need games to get drunk.
We did the thing where you pop the top and you
shotgun a beer.
We shotgun beers.
Okay. That's what we used to do back in the dark ages.
Old
Chris.
School.
We
you remember
do,
when
we,
you had hair?
Oh, we went there.
Wow.
Look at this hostility coming out of this gentleman today.
That was zinger.
This and
is
he's wonderful. Not drinking.
All right, who hasn't? Allie, step up to the microphone. Allie, never have I ever. You've heard how we. Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
I really just.
Never has she ever covered her boobs.
Never has she ever thrown that mic.
Thank you. Hey, well, never have I ever played. So you got to explain to me what I have to do.
CK, please to explain to Allie. This is incidentally our program
you
director.
You have to say
CK.
Something you've never done, and then anyone who has done it has to take a drink.
Take your time with the explanation, CK, and I'll simply stare.
I wish I would have been prepared for this. I could have thought of something.
Is there something you haven't done that maybe you'd like to do? You could say, never have I ever what?
I know. This is going to be really hard.
I have one to throw.
I had to erase my interview questions for Chuck Liddell. Does anybody have an eraser that I could borrow?
Stop it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All I have are two jelly beans.
Hey, we have Chuck Liddell coming here?
No, he stiffed us on the interview today.
He'll meet you outside.
So he said, that's why we're talking about the Affliction event that you can get live on pay-per-view at the Honda Center in Anaheim, and you can go to afflictionclothing.com.
Did they pay you to plug that?
No. That's what happens when you stiff. Yeah, because the other team decided to stiff.
Breaking news,
Chuck
Liddell, Dolph Clifton died on impact.
Oh, good. Is he a stain?
Not that I know him like that, but he just kind of has that personality.
Yeah, he blows people off, right? Doesn't care about his obligations and stuff like that.
That's okay, because
good luck. Afflictions. Coming on strong. You know, really, seriously, they should be aware of the fact that if you're going to do that to media, that you're going to support the other guys. And I look forward to interviewing all the guys from Affliction.
You reap
and,
what you sow.
Absolutely,
am
Bob
I right?
Spiewak, right.
Am I right?
So, Allie, do you understand how the game works now?
Okay. Since we're on the MMA thing, never have I ever met George St. Pierre.
Who the hell's that?
He is a UFC. Oh, no, I got a good one. Uh-huh. Never have I ever gotten a bikini wax.
You've all never right. had a bikini wax?
Nope.
All right. So wow, we're seeing
you.
Who's drinking here. We have Mackenzie drinking.
Kaz.
Kara.
Kara.
Nick is drinking. You've Allie's never gotten drinking. One there, Janae?
I'm sure I have.
You have a forest?
I'm sure I have.
You have a forest down there?
That's a good one. That's
I bet you.
Forest through the trees.
That doesn't mean I don't take care of it.
Oscar, would you like
someone waxing.
Would you like to play the game now?
No.
I might have. This might be a repeat, though, because I didn't catch everything. I apologize.
I want to listen to whatever you have.
Oh, man.
Wow. Jesus. Well, good times.
I just like looking at your face. Go ahead, say something.
I think Kara's going to punch McKenzie.
Say something to her. Zoom. Come on. Yes. Oh, my God. All right. Sorry.
Go ahead, Oscar.
All right, Oscar. Go ahead. Your turn, buddy.
and this might have been said, I apologize.
Okay, no problem.
Never have I ever been caught by law enforcement while in the act.
While in the act.
Mm-hmm. Say what?
Uh-huh. Are you kidding me? Is she lying? Or is she telling? Megan, I have to ask you, is she making this up? She has said yes to every possible sexual
activity.
Did
you invite the officer to join in?
I've known her for years, and she's 100% real. She's a wild woman.
Good Lord.
Isn't that something?
Okay, look. I was 16 at the time.
I don't want to hear it. I don't. Get the microphone away from her. All right.
Wow. Kelsey, you're on timeout.
All right. There we go. Caught by an officer.
Can an intern please bring the tequila in the mixer in here, please?
Dear God. Buzz, get your stuff ready, brother.
Tequila Pronto.
We're going to bail out of this real soon.
I'm here.
All right. Let's go to who's next. Who hasn't gone? Rob, have you gone yet?
I've not gone.
It's Rob's turn. Rob, say, please.
Holla.
Ow, ow. And what a hot intern it is.
Who's all right, might want to turn that one down a little bit. All right,
you know what? Chris will tell you, the microphones in this room make no sense.
I know.
Anyway, so here's this. Never have I ever.
Have you ever?
Had any sort of sexual relations with a coworker.
Everyone in here is drinking. It's so easy.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess if, you know, we'd have explanations if anybody else had done that.
Mike,
but,
I'm taking two drinks.
Oh, how do you think he got the job, Mike?
There we go.
Oh, wow. All right. We got 2 minutes for the very first part of the BuzzCast.
That's right.
And we're going to get that as everybody is celebrating BYOB Friday. Buzz Burbank, what do you have for us today?
Well, I have good news, Mike.
I love good news.
I know you do. The attack of the killer tomatoes is apparently over.
Good.
The government's lifted its warning about fresh tomatoes contaminated with salmonella.
Mm-hmm.
The farms responsible for the outbreak that made hundreds of people sick are no longer shipping tomatoes. And
he's doing his news, ladies and gentlemen, in a total reclining position.
That's right.
With Kaz on his lap.
On my lap and a vodka in my hand.
Do we have chairs for everybody? Can we get the interns to get some chairs in here so the lovely ladies can sit down, please?
But,
no, lapping. I don't do the lap thing.
Right.
See, I'm like you. I mean, you won't have to pay. We're going to a party where everybody's going to be there.
That's right.
It's going to be.
It'll be fine, Mike.
Is the party going to be fine?
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
Is everybody going to have fun at the party?
They are,
nobody's going to be mad at anybody at the party.
Nothing but friends.
Nobody's going to be angry at anybody else at the party.
I have a Mike. I have a guest room.
Rob, that's right. You live out there.
I do.
All right. Now everyone's talking at the same time. Yes, Buzz. What is the story?
Salmonella.
Checkpoints along the tomato supply line have turned up no more traces of salmonella. Still, the FDA, the food chief,
you might want to check this room.
Dr. David Acheson says young children, the elderly, and people with immunity problems should continue to avoid some hot peppers. So the jalapeno scare is still
on. Yeah, but what I heard today is that as far as jalapenos, which I like to have on my sandwich, jalapenos apparently are
fine.
The entire country, they're saying now, be aware of jalapeno peppers. So what the hell is that? I mean, they have them at Subway where I went today, and I have them put on the sandwich, and now you're supposed to say what? You got a chance of getting salmonella?
Not the entire country, just very young children, the elderly, and people with immune problems. Those are the
people. You know what that says
to me? So, Mike, you're okay, but Buzz isn't.
What that tells me is that they put those on there, and if you're susceptible to salmonella.
Right.
But if you're like a big adult person that's eating this,
you're like eating
poop stained peppers.
Mike, that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That's true. Antibodies.
I swear to what no, seriously, imagine this for a second. What the government is saying is that, hey, as long as you're not elderly or a little kid, you can go ahead.
But
if you're eating this, you're eating the same crap that we give you salmonella, but go ahead, don't worry about it.
It's the same warning they issue in flu season.
Roll the dice.
Yeah, but don't you think it's a little creepy that the fact is because
some people enjoy that.
The poop on their peppers?
Sure. How was that?
Thank you, everybody.
I bet that tasted
after.
Like peppers.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
When we come back, I want to report on the latest UFO sightings. But before we go, I want to also ask Allie, with that low-cut blouse, is there any adhesive involved?
Yes, there is.
There is adhesive involved.
Oh, that's very...
It's actually in my purse, Buzz. There's no adhesive involved in my blouse.
Janae has a comment.
I can shake them in every direction. I
can
wants to know how you hold them.
That sucks.
I can see
it's
that.
It's called that's a booby tape.
You're listening to BYOB Friday on the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be back with the final segment after this message.
Yeah.
Mike O'Mara Show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory.
and success.
I've got a
famous
no,
superstar.
No, no,
yeah.
no. I'm sorry. We're gonna have to redo.
Can I throw an example?
Redo.
I
have a pretty good example.
Mr. Spiewak, all right, you take
okay,
one.
I got